Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
On Today FM.
Alright, good day. Welcome on in. Back in the hot seat. Where? Well, I'm a bit rusty today, actually. Yeah. Gentle with me, Ireland. I'm a bit rusty today. I've been off for 2 weeks and a day. I'm a bit rusty today, JP. I'm a bit rusty today.
Well, you were in holiday mode, so it takes a while to get out of that mode.
Did you ever come back from holidays and you've forgotten how to drive the car?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's how the today's show is going to be. Got in this morning at 1 a.m. after traveling for 24 hours.
Class.
12 of those hours spent in Heathrow Airport.
A lovely spot, I hear, yeah?
Heathrow is fantastic. If you're looking for a hot holiday spot, and by the way, just for transparency and clarity and clearness, Heathrow Airport have paid me for this mention.
Spunk off.
It's just a great place to just hang out, buy some Toblerones.
Are there eateries, Ray?
There's some fabulous eateries at Heathrow Airport. If you're looking for a place to shout at your children this summer. Right, what have I got for you? This is it's a cat going, wow. A cat. You ready?
A cat. Heard of a cat. Yeah.
A cat. It's a cat. A little ginger cat. Kind of a tabby. And it's going, wow, wow.
You
know, maybe it's a kind of a two. It's wow, wow. He does. Have a listen. Have a listen to the cat.
That's a cat.
He sounds like a kind of a squeaky door, doesn't he?
Or a clown horn.
He has an Instagram account with, I want to say a million followers. Mm. This is just a cat that just does this. He doesn't do anything else. I think it's in Japan or Korea, or it's got the lettering.
You know,
the lettering text. Yeah. I've looked at dozens of this cat's videos and they're all the same thing.
Right.
But he's a very popular cat. Someone then has gone and taken the cat going, and put it to music.
Of course they have, yeah.
By the way, it's a bop. This is why I wanted to play this for you today. This is brilliant. Off on holidays and you find a song and you come back to the song and you're playing for everyone. Mine is the cat going wahang. Forget last ketchup. Forget the Macarena. This is the one you need to be singing this year. Wahang. Unbelievable.
Today FM Summer.
Alright, thousands of euro for grabs. Is this a rollover? This is massive. Kylie Minogue, padam, padam, padam. This is Today FM. Ireland, good afternoon. Thank you. Oh, it's nice to be back. Nice to be back in the chair. Roasted and toasted. Thanks indeed to Dara Quilty for filling in for the last couple of weeks. Were you on last week with Dara, JP?
I was on a couple of times with Dara. I was working with Dara, yeah.
Right, how was that? Did you guys...
He's a lovely fella. Very easy to get along with.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he not? I've never met him.
Right.
Is he...
You keep your distance.
I know he listens in. I know he's a big fan, but I've never met him.
Okay.
I've never met him one-on-one.
I think you get along with him.
Is he a nice guy? Is he a nice guy?
Yeah.
Good
funny,
guy.
Yeah. Relaxed, chilled out.
A real radio guy.
He's a real radio guy.
He gets it. He gets it.
He gets it, yeah.
Yeah, thanks to Dara for filling in. I mean, without Dara, I wouldn't be able to go on holidays. And without holidays, I would burst. The gang's all here.
Hello.
It's good to be back. Foley in the afternoons. This is Today FM, and our texts or our WhatsApps are on 0874 100 102. Anything happened while I was off the last 20 years? Any public accounts committee hearings worth tuning into?
Yeah, quite a couple of weeks, really.
It's worth stating as well, a lot of people think we're in RTE, that this is not RTE. 2FM is RTE. We're completely independent and not involved in any way. So you pay your license fee, we don't get any of it. We're a commercial radio station. We're not affiliated or associated in any way. 2FM is RTE, so that's the station with Dieran Garrahy, Donegh O'Callaghan,
the other fella in the cars with the How He Loves. The Dance with the Stars, young fella.
Carl, yeah.
Carl. And you got your Jennifer Zamparellis, Tracy Clifford, of course. Two Johnnies are on 2FM. So that's all 2FM. That's the scandal embroiled organisation in RTE. We're not involved in any way with that.
Different, yeah.
We're not associated with 2FM, which they are our competitors, and they're very much embroiled in both the payments scandal and the endorsement scandal. And a number of people were messaging me actually when I was on my holidays.
Right.
Where were you on holidays, Ray? Great to have you back on from Adam. Adam, I was in Mexico. I was a two-pronged holiday. A friend of mine was getting married in Mexico, so I went over for that. He asked me last minute to be the best man, which is always fun.
Ooh. Oh, that's handy.
Yeah.
Did you have a speech just knocking around?
I did a speech last minute. I said a few words.
Unaccustomed as I am to public speaking, 15 minutes later, fully still, getting the red light. Get him off.
I put on some background music. I said, the gang's all here.
Hey!
I was reading out text messages from people saying, love the show. I was plugging ahead to the cash machine.
Just throw in some lazy radio.
By the way, €62,192.53.
And isn't the and bride looking fantastic?
Yeah, a number of people messaging me while I was away. Sort of suggesting that my being off at exactly the time all of this broke was in some way, there was a nefarious sort of... My agent had maybe done some sort of shenanigans that I wouldn't be on air, so that I wouldn't be no conflict of interest. Mm. So I do have a few words to say, I suppose, and it's worth saying at the beginning of the show.
Because you've been holding your tongue for 2 weeks
now. Well, you know, I've been waiting to get back on air to say a few words. I know that Pat Kenny was on this morning, he was saying his few words. And Claire Byrne, I know, was on holidays as well. She said her few words once she came back on. So I think that I should probably say my few words as well now that I'm back.
Okay.
Kill the music, please, and I'll give a proper...
The stage is yours, yeah.
Proper Holly Willoughby statement. Whew, okay.
Has this been vetted by the lawyers?
First, are you okay? Now, you might know I wasn't here for the last couple of weeks, and I know that some people had linked my absence to the payment and freebies controversy and wondered if I was in some way implicated or involved. The truth of it is, I had booked those 2 weeks off months ago. A friend of mine was getting married in Mexico and we decided to all go together and make a family holiday of it. To be totally transparent with you, yes, this holiday was near a beach and the weather was very sunny. So, from time to time, I wore a pair of my gorgeous €5,000 flip-flops.
Oh, lovely.
My flip-flops are both stylish and comfortable and, like Ryan Tuberty, represent great value for money. Since I was on a pre-planned holiday, the fact that I wasn't sitting here when the news broke was a complete coincidence. I reiterate, it was a complete coincidence that I was on holidays at the same time the news broke. You can imagine my surprise then. Just as I was enjoying my delicious bowl of Flavin's Quick Oats here in the studio and recording myself eating them, to learn that my name was linked to all of this.
Ooh.
I find that Flavin's Quick Oats, prepared with either milk or water, give me the energy I need for a busy day filming promotional videos for a Toyota Yaris in the work car park. How do I get to the work car park to film my promotional videos for a Toyota Yaris, I hear you ask?
How'd you do that?
Well, funnily enough, I drive there in my Renault, which I've had on loan for the last 5 years. But when it comes to speed, style and comfort, there's only one thing better than a Renault or a Yaris. And that's an Irish racehorse. Whether it's the thrill of the Dublin Racing Festival or the glamour of Cheltenham, Horse Racing Ireland tell me that there's nothing like a good ride. But a word to the wise, don't try and eat your delicious Flavin's Quick Oats up on the back of a racehorse, because you'll spill it all down your stylish and affordable Tesco F&F fashion Guna. Now, I know you expect transparency and trust from this reputable institution, and I hope to earn that trust from you. So with that said, I'd like to tell you that I've parted ways with my super agent. We both coincidentally feel that now just so happens to be the right time for us to pursue our business interests separately. Finally, I'm happy to announce that the Ray Foley Show, the musical, is now in development. I'm not going to be in it. There'll be plenty of tickets available, and it'll have a few good songs. I'll not be making any further comment at this time. I think I've sufficiently clarified.
I think that's cleared a lot of things up.
Cleared the air. Any further questions you can direct to JP this afternoon. That's JP@todayfm.com. And your texts and WhatsApps on 0874 100 102. This is Today FM.
Somebody wants to nobody on the day that I die.
George Ezra, Green Green Grass, Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley in. This is a roll call. Actually, Ray's here, JP.
Ancha.
Orla Ormond.
Ancha.
Ancha and in the house. Welcome back, Ray. Love the show. Hey. Alan on show in Kildare. Hello, Alan. Val's in Limerick with Bailey the dog. Oh, they were listening to the cat thing earlier on. This is my cat. This is it.
Not a noise you expect to hear coming out of a cat.
Squeaky door sounding cat. Well, then put it to a banger of... Did you hear me playing it, Orla?
No.
This is, you know, when you go away on holidays, you go away on your summer holidays and you come back with a banger of a tune that no one in Ireland has heard before.
Yeah.
The mine is a cat being put to dance music. Quite a number of dog owners complaining this afternoon that, the cat's driving them spare. Sorry about that. And... Yeah, Mexico. I was in Mexico. Well, we went to Mexico and then we went up to LA then for 5 days. Did you not know this?
What's LA like?
It's grim, actually. It's very sunny. There's lots to do in Los Angeles. There's like Santa Monica Pier and you can go to Hollywood and the Sunset Boulevard and...
The Hollywood sign.
The Hollywood sign, the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You can do all of that. We didn't do any of it. There's the beaches. There's some lovely beaches and stuff. We did Disneyland for 2 days and then Universal Studios, which is like another theme park for 2 days.
Most Irish people will have been to Disneyland Paris. So how does the LA experience compare?
Disneyland California is the original one that Walt himself set up at the time.
Right.
And it's very similar to Disneyland Paris. There's different things there, but size-wise and scale... the two of them are very similar. Sorry, I'm wrecked. I got in. I got to bed about 2 o'clock.
Why did you come to work today? You got in stupid early.
Well, I wasn't going
to
take another day off.
Okay.
I couldn't risk Dara doing another day. I'm not going to give the kid the shot.
Yeah.
So they're both similar. Paris and California, very similar. And then Orlando's on another scale. That's Disney World. And that's like, you could spend a month there. They're so big. And then you've got your Universals and on in Orlando. The really big one, which I've never been to, is the Florida one. I'm holding out for a freebie. If anyone in Aer Lingus maybe or Sunway want me to do a hashtag, I'm available. Yeah. I do very... Just get in touch with my super agent. My super agent is Gas, actually. He wears a T-shirt with the S symbol underneath his shirt.
Now that is Gas.
Yeah. And every time he goes to a meeting as a super agent, he rips open the shirt and it has the symbol underneath
it. It's his thing.
Yeah. Okay. He insists on getting dressed in a phone box every time. And there are so few phone boxes around.
No, Gas, yeah.
It's a real struggle if you have a last minute meeting.
Ray, you're bold from Kira in Carlow. Well, this is my speech, of course. I just wanted to clarify. I want to clear the air, make sure I was totally transparent.
It's important to put all the cards on the table.
I want you to trust me, Ireland. I want you to know that you're getting the straight shooter you've come to expect here on the afternoons. Marie's there. She says, what about your free house? Marie, I wouldn't say the house was free, just everything in it.
Heavily subsidised.
There was a lot of mentions for various... I got a lovely shed. Did I mention my lovely shed? Oh, the shed is gorgeous, yeah. Do all my Zoom calls. All my Zoom calls during the pandemic I did from the shed.
You could nearly get someone to sponsor a deck or something like that, couldn't you?
A deck?
A nice deck.
Yeah. Mikey says, Ray, you're very transparent. 10 out of 10. Love the show. Hey. And Jen says, you're a tonic. Great to have you back. Tonic, mine... Yeah,
what is your tonic of choice?
Well, there's Fever Tree.
Yeah.
There's any own brand yellow pack label, I'm easy. This is as long as there's booze in it, I'm 100%.
Ray Foley.
I'm not fussed about the tonic.
With Care Plus, providing home care for the people you love the most. Careplus.ie.
Hi, I brought back presents.
Oh my God.
Yes, I brought back presents.
Did you pay for these, or was this in some way a bartered situation or contra situation?
Hashtag gifted.
I had to bring, they gave me the credit card for the barter account.
You could have gone to Penny's, but you went to Donnybrook Fair anyway.
By the way, the entire time I was away, I was itching to be slagging off RT. I was just itching the entire time. Yeah, I paid for it all out of the barter account. This is for a giving away, because do you remember I went to Disney last year and I brought home a load of stuff. By the way, I've still got a drawer full of Disney stuff still outside from last year's holiday.
Oh, wow.
So I brought, this is mostly, there's some Disney stuff, but I went mostly for the Universal, because we went to Universal Studios, sorry.
Somebody's going to have to clean that up afterwards.
Universal has a Mario land in it, Super Nintendo World, it's called. So we went there. So I got some stuff. For giving away. And I kept the receipts. So if you would like any of my Super Mario stuff for purchase this afternoon, we'll open up a thing on the WhatsApp or on the can I set up a page on the website?
Probably.
Is that possible? So I've got a little Mario face. I've got Simpsons magnets. I've got a Mario magic, you know, the mystery boxes with the question marks on them. I've got these mushrooms.
The
one-up
mushrooms.
The one-up toadstool mushrooms. We've got some of them. They've got sweets in them as well. I got some key rings and Super Nintendo World stuff. What I'm going to do, I'm going to put them all in the goodies box. And then as we give stuff away over the next couple of weeks, we'll have winner. And would you guys like something?
Yes.
High class tat.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we'll do the presents. I was planning on getting you something in the airport, but then I decided not to.
Okay. Fair.
So I'll play Kings of Leon Vietnam. Fly by 2 today FM, playing the music you love. Very good afternoon. It's Ray Foley in the afternoon. Monday is on. It's happening. I'm Ray. There's JB.
Hiya.
Nice. I'm playing Blue and Fly by 2 there. Was there a Fly by 1 then? Was there an original Fly by the Fly by the
no suggestion.
Flew by the first time? No.
There is no suggestion that that's an official sequel to anything.
Blue singer Lee Ryan pushed down jet stairs after culturally insensitive feet row. This is Lee's in the news this morning, where he says he got in a fight. Well, all of Blue got in a fight because they were all there apparently on the plane.
One in, all in.
Well, this is the thing with Blue. If you come for one of us, then they all pile in the situation. Blue singer Lee Ryan has been assaulted on a flight. The band took to Twitter to release a statement on the matter. It read, while on a flight from Georgia to Istanbul, Lee was physically assaulted by a male passenger. Lee and the rest of the band defended him from the attack. Well, that's the important thing, you see. You got to know your boys have your back. They jumped in with a three-part harmony. While singing at the same time, they managed to hoo-chop.
A well-choreographed dance fight.
He hurt his leg, apparently.
Oh.
But the boys stepped in and defended him. You got your Duncan, you got your Simon, you got your other fella.
Coffee lad, Anthony Costa, right?
The Costa chain of coffee shops. Yeah, I don't think I'd like to take on Blue in a fight. If you had to choose a boy band to fight, who would you fight and why? 0874 100-102. I think One Direction in their day, I could probably take them.
Yeah.
Or you and me could. Well, should we have a boy band of our own then?
Do we have to be a duo?
It couldn't just be the two of us.
I'll have your back if you're taking on 1D.
I'd say the two of us could have. I mean,
Go for Louis Tomlinson and Zayn. I'm gonna zero in on them. I think even Niall Horan.
Yeah, the two little boys you'd go for. Yeah, they're the two littlest fellas.
I'm the littlest fella between the two of us.
So you take Louis and Liam.
No, I'm not taking Liam.
Why not?
He's bigger. Zayn.
Right, okay. So I'm left with Niall.
You can't do that.
Okay. Who would you fight and why? Do you want to be a good one? Take that, because there's only a few of them left.
True enough. It's a numbers game often. You wouldn't take on five, because there's five of them.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't take on Blazing Squad, because there's about 90 of them.
Jesus, no. The other question then is, do you take them on as they are now, or do you take them on as they were when they were at the height of their fame? Two very different prospects.
Tricky,
there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say I could probably take the Backstreet Boys now.
Do you think?
They're a good age. Oh, Jesus. Right. Particularly Kevin. He's an old fella. Here's another one for you.
Right.
If you had to fight Westlife or Boyzone.
Oh, that's fairly straightforward, isn't it?
I know it is.
There's one of those groups you are not taking on.
Absolutely.
No chance.
Not on your Nelly. Lads, you're all right. Listen, we don't want any trouble. Okay, thanks. We're just here for a drink. Quiet drink, okay? 0874-100.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus. Not all.
Harry Styles, adore you today, FM. Playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Actually, Harry Styles was in an altercation as well. Someone threw it. He was performing on stage, and someone threw something at him in the face.
There's a lot of that going on at the moment.
Yeah, and then poor old Lee Ryan was in a fight on a plane. This is in the Blue. The guy, one of the guys from Blue, Lee Ryan from Blue, he got into an altercation on a plane. But thankfully, the rest of the guys from Blue, they were all there and they stood in. It's nice to know your boy's got your back. Particularly when you're in a boy band, I suppose there's an element of trust there.
It's a brotherhood, Ray, isn't it?
It's a brotherhood. You gotta know that your boys have your back. Question then we've got for you this afternoon. What boy band would you fight and why? 0874-100-102. I think it's pretty consistent across the board. We're not fighting Boyzone.
No.
We'd probably take on Westlife. Well, yeah. Westlife without Brian.
Yeah. If McFadden's not there, the fight's on.
We can make
the fight happen, yeah.
Who would be in our boy band then as well, making up the numbers? We'll definitely approach Pamela Joyce.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's a dirty fighter.
She's got skills.
Yeah. Dermot and Dave?
Yeah.
No. Eno, definitely.
Yeah. He's got experience on his side.
Sally's over there, 0874-100-102. Sally, hello.
Hey, Ray, the boy band that I would take on is Oombop, because I just grab them by the hair and swing them all around the place.
You mean Hanson. Hanson, sing the song Oombop. The three boyos with the long hair. Yeah, that's not a bad shout, Sally.
Easy done. Have a great day. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Sally. Is it Fabian? Sorry, is it Fabian?
Right, Fabian, yeah.
Fabian, hello.
Ray, I reckon I'd be able to take the three boys that are jumping around the side of the plane. The wife tells me they're called Ozone.
Ozone. Oh, Maya he, Maya hi.
Yeah.
You take the... A lot of people going for the fights then with the three-person bands.
They sing that song, Maya.
Yeah, that's it. Kodahi, Kodahu. Yeah, okay. Is there any... then there's Take That. There's only three members left and you could probably fight them easily enough.
I'd probably have a go at E17.
Jeez.
As a trio.
Are you mad?
What? You think they're urban styles? They're toughies.
It would absolutely destroy you.
Well, thanks for the support.
E17 or Take That back in the day, who would you fight?
E17 every time.
Do you think E17 would be softer?
They're smaller.
Incredible. The Wanted, someone has suggested. I don't know about The Wanted. They've got that big guy with the curly hair. You know, the big guy. The really big guy. I'd be terrified of him. Yeah. No, you're all right. Here's one for you. Contemporary NSYNC or NSYNC back in the day?
I see. They're going to be slower nowadays.
But they're bigger. They're a lot bigger now.
They're bigger.
Yeah, they're bigger boys now.
Is that Joey's band? he's as good as two fellas.
Forget it.
Do you know what I mean?
Busted or McFly?
McFly.
You'd fight McFly before you fight Busted?
Yeah, I think Busted Charlie. Charlie's a unit.
Right. And One Direction or 5 Seconds of Summer?
Oh, 1D.
Yes, definitely. You wouldn't stand a chance against the 5 Seconds of Summer. Thanks for all your texts. 0874-100-102. Well, I give you one more mention of the cash machine. I will. €62,192.53. That is that's 62192.53. €62,192.53. We're closing the lines in the cash machine in 3 minutes.
Ray Foley.
Oh, Esh Life, world of our own. This is Today FM. All right, very good afternoon. Ray's here, JP's over
here.
How
are you?
And talking about the boy bands. Blue, the boy band Blue are fighting. Well, Lee got into an altercation on an airplane in Turkey. Was it in Turkey? It was a Turkish Airlines flight anyway.
Flying between Turkey and Georgia, wasn't it?
There you go. And then the rest of the lads, they all weighed in behind him. He hurt his leg, though. God love him, poor Lee.
Oh, God. This, by the way, isn't an incitement to violence. You're just posing a question.
Oh, it's worth clarifying that for complete transparency. We here in Today FM are completely transparent. We wouldn't urge you to get into a fight with Blue or indeed any other boy band. We're simply asking the question, I suppose. Preparedness is key. If you ever found yourself in a situation where you were getting into a fight with a boy band, who would you prefer it to be and why? 0874-100-102. Ray and JP, if it was a fight between Westlife or Boyzone, I'd have to take on Boyzone. You'd have to take on Boyzone. Are you mad? Are you mad?
There's a vibe about Boyzone, you know. I don't know. That's not a wise choice.
Keith Duffy is in better shape now than he was 30 years ago. That's all I'm saying. He's in the shape of a 25-year-old man.
Yeah.
I have to take on Boyzone because even if I said I was going after Westlife, my wife Aileen would kill me. And I'm far more scared of her than any boy band. Well, that's fair enough. Who would you fight? Boyzone or Aileen? Boyzone every time. That's because she's a super fan. From Neil in Limerick. Owen, love the show. Hey, cheers, Neil. I'd take Westlife single-handedly, Ray, because they look soft. The only one I would think twice about is Brian. And he left, and he looks about as hard as a chalk ice on a warm day.
this is Martin saying that. You're
Martin,
not saying.
Once again, worth stating, that would not be my view. Back in the 90s, Back in the 90s, I was skiving off university one afternoon, and we went into my local pub in England. East 17 were all sitting there.
Oh, yeah.
All of East 17.
Bring it on.
Inside in the pub, looking exactly like East 17 look, with the hats and everything. And they were well hard. Oh. They would waste JP in a fight. From Kerry G. Here's the thing. If East 17 got, like if you were on the Dart, or the Lewis, or public transport of any kind, yeah. You're sitting there minding your own business, you're on your phone, and you look up, yeah. And East 17 have sat down in the seats across from you. Oh, God.
You're sort of putting your laptop bag between your legs, aren't you?
And they start watching YouTube videos really loud. YouTube videos of E17 songs. You'll be pushing the button to get off. Hanson, I'd bop the heads of them from Hey-o. C. I'd fight the 3T boys from Dennis. 3T, there's a callback.
Yep.
And 100% I could take the Carter twins from Mark. A lot of people, when you're going for Jedward or twins or even three-person bands, you're just cheating, Mark, frankly. That's just not on. All right, 0874-100-102. We'll wrap this up. Also, any suggestions for minding my kids? I'm just back from holidays after 2 weeks holidays and realising the kids aren't actually back in school until September. I thought I'd be able to get my life back, but no. Any suggestions for summer holidays, summer camps to do with the kids? 0874-100-102. Are we doing Summer of Music You Love?
We sure are,
that's still happening.
Let's go. Today FM's Summer of Music You Love.
That's right, we want to send you to the Artists You Love Live. That's right, Today FM, Summer of Music You Love. Earlier today, Dermot and Dave gave away tickets to The Killers in Belfast. And over the next week, you could also win tickets to Anne-Marie live at the Three Arena. We've got Noel Gallagher in Kilmainham at the end of August. We've got Blink-182 live in the Three Arena in September, beginning of September. Also, S Club 7 live in Dublin. They're going to be here on the 16th of October. If you want to go and see your favourite acts live, stay on Today FM and listen out for your cue to text. When you hear us, text Summer along with your name and where you're from and your age as well. That's Summer to our usual number, 0874-100-102. So listen out for another thing. We're printing off your tickets. You're familiar at this stage. For Jesus, lads, we've been doing it for weeks and weeks and weeks. Listen out for that when we play it. Text Summer, your name, where you're from and your age to 0874-100-102. And I will be doing one before 4:30 this afternoon. This is Today FM. I think some of these are just pulling my leg. Segala, stay the night. This is Today FM playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Hello, it's Ray here and JP's over there.
Hi.
Ray Foley in the afternoon. And I was mentioning, what do you do with your kids? What do people do? What do people do with their kids? When they're not on holiday, when you're not away on holidays and you come back and it's the school holidays now. Ooh. What do you do with your kids? Can I just...
Do you spend time with them?
Because my wife goes to work.
Oh.
She goes to work earlier than I do, so she's gone from 6 a.m. Then I'd leave around 10 or 11, leave the house. So I suppose I just lock up the... I just asked the boys... Guys, could you step outside for a few hours until mommy comes home?
I'm no parent. I'm not sure if that's what you're supposed to do.
Guys, I'm locking up the house now, so grab a pint of milk each and out you go. Mommy'll be home around
the
four.
The outdoor tap's working if you want some water.
I don't know. What do people do with their children? Ray, weren't you talking about summer camps before your holidays? Did you not book any from Keelan? Keelan, I think you already know your answer. They're going to trampolining. They're going to be doing that next week, I think. And they've got tennis camp booked at some stage.
Right.
And they've got a thing called a live outside. I've no idea what it is. But fingers crossed to come back alive from being outside. Like that, I'll just turn on the house alarm and it starts counting. You know the way it starts counting down to 30 seconds. Mm. And I say, right, everybody out. I'm locking up now. Daddy's going to work. See you later. Denise says, try tag rugby. They'll come back wrecked from Denise. That's the other thing as well. You need to make sure that they're tired, they get a good run. My kid's school has a summer camp with a bit of everything. Soccer, GAA, and even Spanish and Italian. Now, that'd be handy for the holidays, making sure the kids can speak fluent foreign for when you're away. I need to make sure they say pizza in the right accent.
Take an order for daddy, yeah.
Ray, one word, pickleball. No name on this text, pickleball. This is what I'm saying now, you're pulling my leg. Have you heard of pickleball?
Pickleball.
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 I've heard of swing ball. This is like a type of tennis, is that what's that?
We had a swing ball set at home, yeah. Great crack. Invariably ended in some form of violence.
Trying to hurt the other person, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember it well. Trying to hit your brother on the side of the head.
Yeah.
with the tennis ball swinging around. Pickleball. Pickleball is an indoor or outdoor racket/paddle sport in which two players or four players hit a perforated hollow plastic ball over a 34-inch high net in the middle using solid-faced paddles. But that looks like tennis then, really, doesn't it? But just what different... Okay, let me call my pickle person.
Alright. It's a bit like padel. I've seen people play padel.
Padel?
Yeah.
It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, is that Cassandra?
It is indeed, yeah.
Hello, Cassandra Mooney. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm good, Ray. How are you?
Good. We were just talking about pickleball. I thought it was somebody messing. It's a fun word to say, first of all. Pickleball. How does it work and where does the pickle come into it?
So, Ray, it's actually, it's a racket sport, so it is.
Right.
I suppose the name was given to it by the guy who founded it, but it's a sport that's played on a badminton-sized court with kind of a tennis height net.
Okay.
And you play with a solid paddle and a perforated plastic ball.
Okay, well, I'm trying to visualise now. So the solid paddle would be kind of like, would be like the one you'd have in swing ball then, because we're talking about swing ball as well. Do you know the kind of the harder sort of paddle that you'd use?
Yeah, it would be similar. Right. Yeah, it's made of kind of like a carbon paddle, so they are similar in style, yeah.
Okay, and then you use a perforated ball, sort of similar to like a hockey kind of ball maybe or something like that. What would it be like?
My hockey knowledge is not great, I'm afraid, okay. Right? But it's kind of like a plastic ball with holes in it. So it is. It's hollow in the center.
Okay. And is it what's the normal way of playing it? Like two individuals across the net or with two and two?
You can play singles or doubles. So you can play either way. But most commonly, at the moment, it's played in doubles.
So
two versus two.
Paired up with someone then while you're playing it.
Yeah.
How long has it been going on for?
So it's been going on for quite some time. In the US, it's the fastest growing sport at the moment. Like 48 million people played in America last year.
Wow.
But in Ireland, we're actually in Multifarnham, the oldest club in the country, and we're 11 years going this year.
Wow, congratulations. You're the daddies of it. I was reading about another one. There's one in Cork when he's setting up recently, and I was on your website looking at your various... there's a few clubs around Ireland now as it's really getting going. What is it that's so different or unique about it or particularly attractive about it compared to tennis?
I mean, so some of the skills of tennis and badminton are easily transferred to pickleball.
Right.
But I mean, things like it's very accessible. It's a lot cheaper and kind of easier to get to than something like maybe tennis where you'd have to have someone to play with and have a club to go to. It's also something that's what makes it so rare, I suppose, is the fact that it can be played by people of all ages and people of multiple different ages can play on the same court.
Right. So it's a level, you know, in terms of age or ability, everyone can take on everybody else.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. I got you. So do you compete in tournaments then in Ireland or are there get-togethers with the other clubs?
So both in Ireland and abroad, we actually travel abroad as well to play. But in Ireland, we had the Irish Open there just at the end of June. which had about 400 people come into the country from all different countries, all over Europe and the US, to compete.
Right. And JP mentioned, what did you say? Padel, JP?
Padel, yeah, I've padel, heard of padel.
Is there a similarity with padel? What's that? How does that work?
Oh, with paddle, yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's, I suppose it would have some similarities as well, being a racket sport. Yeah. But I suppose it'd be kind of a lot more maybe accessible or open to different people. Of all abilities and things like that, that maybe paddle isn't.
Okay.
Because you only need like a badminton-sized court, you need very little to play pickleball. So really, if you have a flat backyard, you can set up a pickleball court. Oh,
and away you go. Yeah. When you mention a badminton-sized court, could you just does it have its own particular lines, or could you just, like, if there's a badminton court in the local hall, you can just set it up right there and there and then, or do you need to set up the lines?
Literally there and then you can set
it
up.
You're ready to go. Right, I got you.
Yeah.
Cassandra, I hope you don't mind. I just Googled you there while we were talking and you've been very modest. Turns out you've won, a title at the Dutch Open, and have you represented Ireland, or you've just played internationally yourself? So you're no mean mug, no beginner when it comes to pickleball.
You're Mrs. Pickle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at the moment, I'm probably the highest ranked lady in the country.
Ah, here.
There you go.
And that's not boasted. That's just a fact.
True.
Well done. Fair play. So we've come to the right person. If people want to get involved, I suppose there's the website. It's pickleballireland.org. Pickleballireland.org. And then there's clubs popping up all around the country, because it's quite accessible and you can get into it as easily as you can badminton or and even easier than tennis. Cassandra, exactly. Thanks so much for taking the call. We do appreciate it.
No bother, guys. No bother. Thanks for having me.
Cheers, Cassandra. That's Cassandra Mooney from Pickleball and pickleballireland.org. And she's with the Multifardom Pickleball. It's just a fun word to say. Like I say,
pickleball.
Pickleball. Pickleball.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Pickleball. The process of pickling. It's vinegar, isn't it?
It is indeed, Jim.
Okay, that's worth noting. The cash machine calls on the way, over €60,000. We could be calling you in a couple of minutes. Lady Gaga, Stupid Love. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Are we doing Pundays?
It is Monday.
I'm running out of show if you want me to do Punday Monday today. Do you want me to do it now then? I can give it a go.
All right, okay.
Ireland's most pun-based radio bit. It's Punday Monday.
Yes, indeed. Monday afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. There's my good old friend, John Paul.
Hi, very old, yeah.
It is a Monday, which means it's time for Pun Day Monday. It's a very simple radio bit.
Ireland's most pun-based radio bit.
Yeah.
It's Pun Day Monday.
Yeah, you said that already. So, I give you a story, a big story in the news, in the world of current affairs, and then you give us some puns. Do you know what? I might give you one of my Simpsons goodies or something like that, or Mario goodies as
There'll be a prize in it, okay.
I'll give you one prize for the best pun this afternoon. 0874-100-102. Would you like your Punday Monday story for Monday, the 10th of July, 2023?
Yeah, go on, so.
Fingers at the ready. Let's get punning.
So you just give us some pun, like kind of a headline-y sort of pun. For the story.
Okay.
Pubs around the country are planning to screen Ryan Tubridy's next TV hit. His appearance before the Oireachtas Committee on Tuesday. This is tomorrow this is happening. Ryan Tubridy is going to be appearing before the Oireachtas Committee for a marathon 6-hour session, apparently. Oof. Such is the public's interest in the scandal, it has been described as pure theatre at the national broadcaster. The former Late Late Show host and his agent, Noel Kelly, are billed for a joint grilling by the Public Accounts Committee, that's the PAC, and the Arts and Media Committee as part of a marathon 7 hours. Seven? Oh, jeez, I thought it was only six. One publican screening the session in his bar quipped, "I bet these committee hearings get better ratings than the Late Late Show."
Well,
it'll be up there with the toy show with the incredible ratings, let me tell you. Mr. Tubridy is expected to be asked why he did not ask senior RTE management to correct his publicly declared salary with the national broadcaster. And there he is photographed with his Tubridy and Noel Kelly, his super agent. So your puns, JP 0874 100102. We're looking for yours as well, and the best one wins prizes.
Pun Day Monday on Today FM.
All right.
I've heard a rumor they're going to be showing these in bars as well. It's going to be televised. It's going to be all over the TV.
That's literally the story I just read to
you. So what about Pint of Plain Crazy?
Literally,
Pint of Plain Crazy.
Pubs around the country are planning to
scream. Well, I just said I've heard, and I've literally heard from you, you see? What?
It seems like you were writing your puns as I was reading the story.
I was literally scribbling down
Pint
names.
Of Plain Crazy.
There you go, yeah.
What about Agent to the Bars?
Hey, that's good. Now, hang on. Don't burn all the good puns before the people get involved.
0874 100102 then. Your puns. Your puns for tubs. Becky Hill, Side Effects to Today FM. Kesha, TikTok, Today FM. We play the music you love. A very good afternoon.
Pun Day Monday on Today FM.
That's right. Pun Day Monday is the bit, and the station is Today FM. The radio station you can trust.
That's us.
What you can trust us to do is deliver great, trustworthy radio bits, such as Pun Day Monday. We give you a news story, you tell us the puns.
Putting the pun into Monday. It's Pun Day Monday.
That's right. So the gist of the story is Ryan Tuberty and his agent Noel Kelly are going to be appearing before the Oireachtas committees tomorrow for a marathon, say, 7-hour session in front of various TDs and representatives from the Oireachtas with regard to the RTE gate, the Tubbs gate that's going on at the moment in RTE. And a number of pubs all around the country have said that they're going to be screening it in the pub. One publican saying that it's going to be more, it's going to get more ratings than the Late Late Show. It's going to be like, the big match, I suppose.
And increasingly difficult to get the big match to show on the TV's pub, or sorry, the TV in the pub.
Yeah.
The GAA stuff. Yeah. This is much handier.
This is it.
Yeah.
Will you be watching the pack? So your puns this afternoon, 0874 100102. Are you ready?
Go on then.
Let's grade these then. Connor texts. He says, hang on, that's Sean and Mayo. It's too late to apologise for Sean and Mayo.
I like the song. Okay.
I give it a 5 out of 10. Shane and Galway, Gargalbox.
That works.
Neil and Leash, Montrose, Python and the Life of Ryan. It's a bit of heavy lifting, a bit of work in that one,
That's
Neil.
Good.
Score?
I give that 6.5.
Ryan's Private Savings from Tony and Mayo. So it's the other way around. So it's Saving Private Ryan, Ryan's Private Savings. Again, bit cerebral. Score?
I give that 6.5. I think that might have been used as a newspaper headline already,
okay, right,
to be honest with you.
Kelly Tubbies say, uh-oh.
Well, it made me laugh.
Kelly, all right, Sean, there's one for everybody in the Oireachtas. As in a throwback to Gay Byrne. What do you think?
4.
Keen in Dublin, Publican Accounts Committee. And L. Is it L or Ellie?
L.
My boyfriend just came up with Pubs and Trials. That's not bad.
Like Tubs and Tiles.
Tubs and Tiles, Pubs and Trials. Tubs and Trials.
7.5.
And Dermot says, Ryan Pubrady.
Oh, you see. Sometimes simple is best.
You know what? We'll give it.
Dermot,
well done, yeah. Dermot. You're our winner this afternoon. A thrilling game, a thrilling edition of Pun Day Monday. Did you get another one? Oh, yeah, you've won a Mario. I went to Super Mario World. I got some goodies, and it's a Mario. What is it?
I think they're Mario sweets, brick breaking candies.
Brick breaking candies.
Hold on.
Congratulations, Dermot. You're our winner this afternoon. Jonas Brothers on Today FM. We never knew how to fall. S Club 7.
Today FM's summer of music you love.
That's right, S Club 7 performing live in Dublin on the 16th of October. It's Today FM's Summer of Music You Love. We want to send you to see your favourite artists live. And all you have to do is listen out for those tickets, printing out S Club 7 performing in October in Dublin. Let me make a call. It's ringing.
That's Dublin ringtone right there. Yep.
Clearly. Yeah, that's pretty obvious. You've got a Dublin accent on the ringtone.
Hello.
Hello, is that Isabel?
It is, yeah.
Hello there, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Hi, Ray. How are you? Not too bad.
Good. You're in Dublin, right? Whereabouts in Dublin are you?
I am. I'm working in Park West at the moment.
In where?
Park West.
Park West. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Right, very good. And what do you do out there?
I am an urban planner.
An urban planner? Planning all the urbans?
Yes, trying to.
There's Carl Urban and
Keith Urban.
Keith Urban.
Why not?
Yeah. And Nicole Kidman, is she involved there somewhere with the urbans?
Yeah. She wouldn't be classified exactly as urban.
She'd be an urban, yeah.
You'd know obviously, Isabel.
Yeah, you've got it there. So you're in the business of it. Hi to everyone in work. Do you want to say hello to anybody else this afternoon?
I'd like to say hi to my mum and dad. They're probably driving in the car at the moment.
Okay.
I'm home from sunny Wexford, apparently.
What? They're going to go to Wexford?
Yeah, they just spent the weekend down there looking for some.
Oh, they're on the way back from Wexford. That's fair enough. Yeah,
because they are.
I was going to say they didn't get the weather for Wexford this afternoon, but if they're on the way back, they're all right. They're grand. Come here. Are you an S Club fan?
Yes, as a child, I was a big fan. So
Well,
pure nostalgia.
Well, don't stop moving there for you. And they're performing. They've announced a big tour. They're going to be performing in Dublin on the 16th of October. And you have one for yourself as part of Today FM Summer of Music You Love. A pair of tickets for S Club.
Nice one.
Whoop, whoop. You're delighted.
Super. I
think I would have gotten more screams for the €62,000 in the cash machine, in fairness.
Possibly.
Well, true, look, we take what we can get.
Exactly. Listen, thanks so much for taking the call. Thanks for listening. And enjoy the gig in October.
Listen.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey. Cheers, missus. Have a good day. I've been gone for a minute. Snoopy Dogg, Justin Timberlake and Signs, Today FM, playing the music you love. That's a little broad. Do you know what? Lovely to be back. Lovely messages. Thank you so much for the text. And I went home to bed now. I'm jet lagged to bits. What was it? Was that all out? Did that all go out?
I think most of it was on the radio. Yeah.
That all went out. Yeah. So much we didn't get to do on the show today, I swear. We didn't get to do S Club Sandwich. Where the S Clubbers tell us how to make the perfect club sandwich. We didn't get to do S Club Milk. Where the S Clubbers tell us they enjoy nothing more than a cup of tea and a lovely club milk. If you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, join our club. And we didn't get to do Don't Stop Removing. Where the S Clubbers tell us about their side hustle. It's a removals company. It's called Don't Stop Removing. We'll get to that tomorrow. Great news. Matt Cooper is on the way next.
Ray Foley.